Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trying to. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Saturday edition of the Hope Calls. This is brought to you by Optimize My Life. My name is Linda Clayton, and it seems like forever that I've been on. We missed last week. We were actually had been invited to speak to a group of business people in the Syracuse area, so we had left quite early to get there in time. So this is the Saturday morning call revisited. So can everyone who's on, can you take a minute and just introduce yourself and say hi?
Hi.
Not all at once. I know Derek's on. He had said hi just a minute ago. Who and I see that Ron is on, Ron Clayton, also from Buffalo. There's somebody else's extension, area code 323 is on, but I'm not sure who that is. But in any case,
that's
welcome.
Me.
That's you. Who's you?
Janet, Derek's friend.
Oh, Janet, thanks for coming on. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, it's going to be a wonderful Saturday. Now, what part of the country are you from? What? Yes, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I knew that Derek had gone out of his way to invite Janet to the call. We did want to officially welcome her. Linda said, this is Ron Clayton, Linda's husband. I'm the president of the board of the Hope Collection, and we have this weekly show Monday through Friday at noon. It's called, the system is called Blog Talk Radio, but it's Optimize Your Life show. And what we do on Saturday morning, we call it Coach's Corner. And on Coach's Corner on Saturday morning, we have some ideas to share that you can use to help yourself improve the areas that you're interested in. And we have different programs based on books that are available through the standing order BWW system of learning at home. And we have books that have been vetted by a group of very successful faith-based business leaders, because we're not trying to feed people books and information that's not, we call it vetted. Been checked out to provide really pure information that you can count on, trustworthy, in other words. So we welcome you to the show. We welcome you to come on every day. We have different days of the week. We title it today's Coach's Club. And and Linda was going to ask you. She's not at her desk right now, so I'll ask you. Oh, it's snowing in Buffalo, so she had to go take a look at that. It's our first snow of the season. It's only flakes. Most of the people in town will go crazy. You know, think, got to go buy a shovel today, and you're locked down in your house. You know, it's just, well, I say, if you can drive through it, go, and if you can't, stay home.
it's the kind of snow that it's making the grass white, but the streets are clear. So that is my kind of snow. I don't mind. So, but
Janet,
anyway,
you
want to
go ahead.
Welcome.
We'll shut up a minute and let you share about yourself. How did you meet Derek?
I'm sorry?
I said, how did you meet Derek?
Oh, gee, it's been so long, I forgot. I think it was on game or something. I don't remember. it's been like, actually, I met him in person, too. I've known Derek for many years, like maybe 5 years.
Wonderful.
Would you say that when Derek,
he knows.
Okay. Would you say that when Derek gets excited about something, he tells everybody about it?
Yeah, that's him.
So he got excited about the Hope Collection because we have programs, outreach to help people. And his dream is to do that. That he tells me every day. And he hands out a Hope card almost every day to somebody to offer them the gift of hope. And
Yeah, he does.
He's a machine.
that's the best way to be.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Yes.
We're working on a program, True Hope, right now, and a company that works with us. It's called the Golden Rule Society. And the fellow who is the best friend of Joel Griffin, the founder of the Hope Collection, his name is Len Cain. He's the original Top Gun. Remember, seen the movie Top Gun about a firefighter pilot that went to the school to be the best pilot in the country? Well, that was one of the stories of Len Cain, who actually was the original Top Gun. And that man today, he founded the Golden Rule Society, which is very similar, just like Hope. And so we've created, it's called the Kindness Campaign. And you can go on Golden Rule, GoldenRuleSociety.org, and register, and you can become part of the team. And what we're doing is we're calling. If you go to your phone, would you take a guess how many hundreds of people do you have in your phone, in your phone directory?
Right.
Well, what we do is his coach, his name is Bob O'Leary. Bob many times is on this call, but Bob helps Derek. And they can put in your hands, if you have a computer and an email address, they'll send you the link, which is a video, and you watch it and find out what the Kindness Campaign does. It's free. And it's all about every one of us sending out to 30 people a video that tells them what being kind and helping each other will do for you in your life, but what it can do to lift somebody else up.
Right.
And if you do 30 of that, you're going to get a recognition. And you can do 30, 60, 90. When you get to 90 people, all you have to do is send it out. That's all you have to do. You know what it is. It's not a surprise when you send it. But it's like giving someone the gift of kindness. When you send them a message, tell them you care. And you can send it to anybody. And when you do that, you're going to get recognized for doing that. And we have some, and we figure with everybody knowing at least in their phone, there's got to be 100 contacts, friends, relatives, people to do business with. If you send it out to 30 people, you're going to get recognized for doing that. And someone's in their car, I can tell.
I know.
So if you'd like to do that, feel free to do that because you'll be helping people. And we're going to get the kindness. In fact, I believe today is National Kindness Day.
And if you do that,
you don't have to just do it today. You can do it going forward. But if we can all get into the habit of doing that, just sending out one's video of welcome and encouraging us to lift up to other people, make it a better day, we're going to flood the country. We're going to go viral. You know, in other words, they say things go viral. Well, we want kindness to go viral. How different would it be if we got a message encouraging us kind to somebody else? And we do it. By the other thing, it's a recon. Lynn, I'm going to turn this back over to you. If you have any questions, yes, please call us and talk to us. Get in touch with Bob Oakley to help you with that job if you like, okay?
Okay.
All right, Lynn, I'm turning this back over to you.
I'm here. Oh, that's I love the kindness campaign. I love Captain Len Cain. He was a Navy fighter pilot, a pilot. He has been nominated 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize because of the work that he and his charity does. He has, just a wonderful, somebody else is joining us, a wonderful track record of serving people. So, welcome everyone. Oh, somebody else just joined us. Who is 9202? Say hi. Somebody has a lot of noise in the background. Hi, who just said hello?
Oh, that was Bob. Me. Dang it.
Bob Oakley is on the line. We were just talking about you, about how you could get Janet connected with different things on the website. So,
right.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
You're up early in the morning.
You know me, early bird, Uber driver. I have to get up early.
Right.
Yes,
right.
I remember that you deliver the food, correct?
Yes, I deliver. I don't pick up people. I just deliver food. Yeah.
That's a smart way to go. It's the safest way, I would imagine.
Actually,
wonderful.
Yeah, I do local. I don't do far, so it takes me all day to make money, but it's okay. I'm used to it.
Oh,
you're
good.
You're a true first responder because you're helping people eating. You're helping save their life. You don't want them to starve.
No, a lot of people are on wheelchairs and can't walk, and that makes me feel good about myself that I'm helping the disabled.
Yes, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And yes, sometimes the forgotten, forgotten people that, that can't just run out to the store, even, running over to get a hamburger.
Yes. But I don't know how people could eat hamburgers at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, you know what? I'm still listening to you because I'm going to Denny's right now.
Okay. Well, it was great speaking with you.
No, but I can still listen to you. I have you hooked up on my phone, on my car.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm not
have a great day.
I'm still listening, even though I'm driving. I have my phone hooked up on a little magnet, so I don't have to hold it.
Oh, that's smart. Great. Well, welcome, Bob. It's great to hear your voice. We were not on last week. We actually spoke to a group in Syracuse, Glenn and Pam Schaufler's group up here. So they had a wonderful program put together. And then Ron was the guest speaker, and Ron and I guess. And it was just really special. So it was really cool.
Sounds great.
The Schaufflers now live near Artis in Florida, but they have a really nice business going up in central New York. So we had people from Long Island, from Troy, from Rome, New York, besides the Syracuse area.
I'm on, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm on, Nicole, too.
Hi, Derek. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm off the charts.
Oh, good.
You asked me earlier where I'm from. I'm from USA. I'm from Los Angeles, California, city called Montebello, if you heard of it.
No, Montebello is a pretty name.
Montebello, California. It's 12 miles from downtown LA.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, I have not been there. Ron's been to California a number of times.
Yeah.
I've been to California. I've been to San Diego because
San Diego
the King.
Yeah,
that was so nice. They live in Coronado. So I, in fact, the Len Cain that we were talking about, they in San Diego, they have streets named after him.
Yeah, San Diego is about 2.5 hours away from me.
Okay, all righty. So I know approximately where you are. Wonderful. So,
yeah,
so you're not having any snow today, I take it.
No? What snow? We don't get snow here. The only time we get snow is called Big Bear, California. And that's
in the mountains.
Snow by the mountains, but we don't get snow here.
It was just so funny. I looked out the window. It's like everything's white. That's odd. It's snowing.
Yeah.
But it's not sticking very. So it's funny, but it's the first snow in Buffalo. Unfortunately, it won't be the last for the season. But it's the first snow today. So.
I only saw snow twice in my life.
Ah.
That's it. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Las Vegas. That's the only time I saw snow.
Which, we're on the East Coast, and so we always think that in Nevada, like Las Vegas, never gets snow.
No, they do.
And
they do. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah,
we've been up in the mountains. Yeah, and it's pretty if taken in small amounts. when we get 7 feet of it, that's...
Yeah, we only get hail. We get the closest snow we get is hail.
We very rarely get that here, but yeah, so... Bob, how is New Jersey? Are you having... you had a cold snap and rainy snap, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, and it's kind of moderate right now. It's not really that cold, but it's not really warm either. It's just a moderate type. But we haven't had any snow here yet.
Well, it's been 60 degrees all week, so that's why it was kind of surprising that I looked out the window today. So, but I just wanted, welcome everyone, and just have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday, because Saturday in a way is we always think of Monday as the start of the week, but because so many people are home on Saturdays, it really is kind of the catch-up day for a lot of us to get out and meet people and see people and go, get out and be around people other than, going to work. So I want to just encourage everyone, that just hand out a smile and like Derek would do, hand out a hope card. So, and be outgoing and friendly to people and fill a need. One of the things that that I spoke about at the get together last week was just filling a need. If you hear somebody saying, I'm always so tired, or I'm worried about this, or just sometimes what we can be the best is just a connector. We can connect somebody with an organization or a product or a book even. It's just something that we can share with somebody and just try to fill the need of what somebody has going on. I know right now, actually, I'm going over to my mom is 94, and she is actually she's just gone into a nursing home because she fell and broke her back. And she's alert and cheerful, but she's hurting. So I'm just getting ready to go over to visit her. And, just to spread a little cheer myself if I can.
Yeah, it's so important to be with them and to show them love and to just to hold their hand, you know. It's very,
yeah,
very important.
Yeah, just to be that presence. So.
Yes.
But. Actually, I'm going to end the call just a little early right now. And
Linda?
Yeah, go ahead.
Linda, before we end the call, we should remind everybody, if you are part of the BWW Griffin team, today is the annual FED weekend celebration. That's what stands for Free Enterprise. And the Free Enterprise Day celebration. We used to go like to Richmond, Virginia, to fill up 20,000 people in the Coliseum. Obviously, over the last year and a half when the China disease got here, we can't do that. So right now we're doing video live, and you can go to BWWonline.com, and you can get registered if you want to. You can go become part of that celebration, that program. And it recognizes and honors people who achieved in successfully in business in the world in the last year and more. And it's an incredible program, and we always promote it. And we want people, if they can be able to take advantage of it, they can either find someone who is already, there's what they call a ticket. You can buy a ticket to it, and you can share it through Zoom and share screens. But if you want to, give us a holler if you need to get information. But we do want to let everybody know that we are promoting and always promoting.
Yes, it starts today. It's 10 to 1, and then 2 to 5, and then 7 to, I believe, 7 to 11, and then tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 5. So there's a lot of information. So we'll be on a little later today ourselves. And just encourage everybody to knowledge is power. And the more you learn about, and one of the best ways to learn things is through somebody else's experience. And so that's what today is, the Free Enterprise Day. They're going to be speakers just sharing their stories and sharing what they have done to overcome obstacles and achieve their dreams. And so it's really just a wonderful, wonderful day. So I would encourage everyone to take advantage of that. And on the BWW site, there are a lot of opportunities of different speakers and different
testimonies.
Yeah. So with that, I am going to, don't forget, during Monday through Friday at noon on the same phone number, the Blog Talk Radio Show. And there's different topics every day. Very exciting. There's a ton of people on those calls, and there's a lot of great information and great speakers that participate on that during the week. So with that, I'm going to sign out and say everyone have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. And share a smile with somebody. Give somebody a smile and some hope. This is the Hope Collection. So give somebody just a little hope today. So we'll talk to you next Saturday. And in the coming weeks, I'm going to be sending out some information. I want to make the Saturday morning call a lot more interactive and have people just share, share either something they've read or a product they've used or a site that they've gone on, and just so that we can have just some more interaction. So that I'm going to be sending out information, because there's a lot of people that used to be on these calls that just haven't been. And so I'm just going to see if we can get everyone reconnected just for, you know, 45 minutes or so on a Saturday morning. So with that, I'm going to say have a great day. Thanks for being on the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.